Benton Harbor has been under state control for 4 years. You've been the emergency manager for a little over a year. What were you able to do during your tenure that the previous emergency manager, Joe Harris, was not?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I think, you know, my focus has just primarily been on getting in and getting out. I think Mr. Harris did an admirable job of addressing some of the structural issues at the city. I think probably it just took a different set of eyes to get the job done. But without question, none of the work that I accomplished would have been possible without a lot of the structural changes that he made.
Now, as you mentioned, the governor appointed a transition advisory board. What role will they play and for how long?
The length is completely up to the governor. The board itself at some point will make a recommendation to Governor Snyder that the city can exist without them in the picture. They primarily play an oversight role, a very critical role. As you mentioned, the city has been under emergency management for 4 years. So it'd be a little naive of us to believe that the training wheels can come off so easily. So their job is to help this transition be as smooth as possible. And the individuals on the board, they're very competent and capable people who have municipal experience and executive experience that the commission and the city manager's office will be able to utilize.
You've worked very closely with the elected officials of Benton Harbor. How ready do you think they are to take over control of the city?
I think they're excited, and I think they're willing to learn. How ready they are, I think, is completely dependent upon them and their willingness to get their hands dirty and work with the city manager to keep the ship steady, if you will. I think we've made a number of reforms over the past year, especially in the area of budget reduction and pension reform, that if they just keep going down the path that we laid out, I think they'll be fine.
As you know, Benton Harbor isn't the only city in Michigan that's under the control of an emergency manager. What kinds of skills or practices do the elected officials need to obtain in order to take over control of the city once again?
Well, I think every city is different. In Benton Harbor, if you look at the audits over the past 10 years, the primary concern and the primary cause of the issues have been purely overspending. If you look at a city like Detroit, their legacy issues are a little bit more complicated. You know, it goes over the time of multiple administrations. So I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all answer to what commissions and legislative bodies within cities that have emergency managers in place, what they should be studying and what they should be prepared to do. I think, in general, I think the most important thing is people have to be willing to make tough decisions. And as long as individuals and elected bodies are willing to make those decisions, I think that the likelihood that they'll return to emergency management decreases dramatically.
So while you believe the city is no longer in a financial emergency, would you also say the city is on a path to prosperity?
I think the foundation is laid. There's a lot of good things happening in Benton Harbor that have happened long before I got there, long before Mr. Harris got there. The citizens of Benton Harbor, they're thirsty for change, and they're very excited about the future of their city. To say that they're on a path of prosperity, I don't have a crystal ball, but I say that Benton Harbor is very prepared. I will put them, you know, toe-to-toe with any city with similar size to say that they have a good infrastructure moving forward and a good outlook economically.
So while you don't have a crystal ball, what kind of future do you imagine for the city?
You know, there's so many good things, from the Harbor Shores Project to the Boys and Girls Clubs being developed across the city. You know, I'm actually very interested to keep a keen eye on what's happening in Benton Harbor. There's going to be some bumps along the road, without a doubt, especially from a governor's perspective. And, you know, considering the fact that they haven't been in control for the past 4 years. But the people there, I think they've kind of taken the mindset that we're going to get this done without government.
Tony Saunders is the former emergency manager for the city of Benton Harbor. Tony, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks a lot for having me.